Hello, and welcome back to A Better World. This is your host, Mitchell J. Raven, and we're very glad you're joining us again today. Today we're going to have another very interesting show. We have with us a gentleman from Holland who is here to talk about salts, Alexander Vanen. He has been on the path of salt, you could say, funny way to put it, but it's true, for over 10 years, and has been dealing with it professionally, but not just any salt. He's dealing with salt that is a carrier of specially programmed information of, you could even say, a somewhat esoteric type. And this information is designed to help bring us all as a community of humanity to another level of inner operation, of inner functioning. So it's because of this that we wanted to have Alexander on the show to speak with us about what this real innovation is that very few people actually know about, but we're here to let all of you know about it so that you can actually benefit from it as well.
Hi, Alexander.
Hi.
Good to have you.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you here.
Good.
Thank you.
Good, absolutely. First of all, what is it about this salt that attracted you in the first place, that had you interested in a project of this type?
Actually, it was the story of Buzz, the main developer of these products, that caught me. By that time, that was in the early 90s, he came to me because we had a place where he thought we could sell these products. They were just about ready to come to the market. And he came over because we had some sort of a connection, but I didn't know about what he was actually doing. And I had no, I mean, after he spending a day with us and telling us about this project and the products that came out of it, I was completely overwhelmed by the information and the fact that he was able to do something with spiritual information and use salt crystals as a carrier for that and make products out of it that people can use on a day-to-day basis.
It should probably be said, I think it might be interesting to the audience to hear how you and I actually met through this gentleman that Alexander is referring to, Boss. Essentially, I received an email from him, having never spoken with him or even known of him, because he had read a chapter in a book that I wrote the chapter of in a book by a dear friend, Kiara Windrider, Fire Under Heaven, I believe it is.
It was the latest.
Yeah, yeah, his latest book.
Yes,
it's about the oneness movement out of Golden City, India, where Kiara and I first met a year and a half ago or so. And he asked me to contribute to the book, and Boss, your associate, read the chapter and got totally turned on by it.
Well, he read all of the book.
He read the whole book.
It was that specific chapter that really moved him, and
yeah,
he responded to it very strongly.
Yeah. Well, that's what he wrote the email about.
Yeah.
And he told me about your salt project and said, we're up to something so interesting, and I want to go to India, and your chapter inspired me to go to India, but my wife and I thought about it, and we channeled and all of this, and decided that staying home and doing our journey here with the salt was more important than going for the 21-day process in India.
More important to this project.
To this project, right.
Correct.
Exactly.
Yes.
So that is what happened, and he said, but let me send you a sample, and let me also tell you that Alexander is going to be leaving the Netherlands very soon for New York, why don't you get together? So anyway, that's the backdrop. So you describe the salt as specially programmed. With what is it programmed?
If you would have to use just one word for it, I'd say it's love, universal love. But it wasn't there just like that. It started back in 1989, and it took some years to find a way. And this was a completely led project. Actually, they used the kinesiological arm test to ask questions.
Yes.
And to find answers to be as guidance as the. What steps
Boss,
to take.
Is he a channel? I mean, I don't know anything about him, but is he a channel? Is he a psychic? Is he an intuitive? Is he a healer? Is
yes,
he a
well, he is. well, he's a or scientist, all of the above. Actually. He's a scientist.
He's a scientist.
Yeah, he's a food scientist.
Oh, that's
and,
interesting.
But he, and he's also, he studied homeopathics.
I see.
But he is. He's a channel, obviously, for this information. At first, they started to work with symbols. They created symbols by the aid of the arm test, and put them into a pyramid, just a wooden pyramid, for some time. And then sea salt was used to place under the pyramid and was charged with this specific information of the symbol. Now they didn't know what they were doing at first. They just tested that they had to do it that way, and that this is just by practice and by the results out of it that this developed into a system where more and more information was added to this pyramid. And the symbols were aimed to solve specific complaints or problems that people had. And it turned out that when people were using the charged sea salt, charged with the specific energy of the symbol, that would benefit for them.
It would benefit them, right?
Yeah.
Right, right. So that's for various emotional issues or physical issues as well?
Actually, it turned out that it was possible to create symbols for any given problem. Now, over the years, that there was more and more information brought into this pyramid, and it turned out that any salt that you would enrich with this information would be like a sort of a general beneficial energy for you to use, to wear it on your body, like in a pendant, or use it instead of table salt. And that was the beginning back in 1993, when after 4 years of development, the products had this huge amount of information that was brought into it. Because, well, I forgot to tell that, but the pyramid turned out to work as a sort of a database. It kept the information, so you could take out the symbol again, but the energy of the
was held
by this pyramid.
The salt was memorizing, basically holding.
And the salt is actually nothing more or less than just a carrier of the specific information.
Right. Well, the crystalline structure is acting as a both carrier and a holder, a container.
Correct.
Just like crystals, certain crystals can hold information.
Yes.
You know, and be programmed with intention, etc.
Exactly. Exactly.
Including computer crystals that are used in computers.
Right. Silicon.
So,
yes.
So.
So that developed into a system where actually two main products came out of, and that is ozolite, as it was called.
Which is this,
as it is used for pendants, and you can use it, as I said, instead of table salt.
And this is the other one.
Well, actually, that is bialite.
Right.
That came later.
This is the other one.
No, benzolite.
Oh, that's the other.
Yes.
Okay.
Ozoli to use for anything that is of an organic nature. So that means for humans, for animals, for plants.
Uh-huh.
And it restores the original energetic blueprint of that being.
Hmm.
And
it's designed, it's programmed to do that.
That is the specific concept of this programming.
Yeah.
And then there's benzolites, which is meant for everything that is of a non-organic nature. And that is programmed to neutralize all the weakening effects of technical or non-natural influences, radiation.
Or at least, electromagnetic fields.
Correct.
There was an interesting study that you told me about Alexander using this, about this.
That is, yes, that was a very nice...
a double-blind study, as I recall.
That's correct, double-blind in a large company where there were 600 people involved, and 300 of them were part of the experiment group, and their departments were all neutralized by the aid of benzolites. So benzolite was placed at strategic positions to create an energy field where...
In the office?
In the offices, yes.
This is in Holland?
It was in Holland, yes. So all the incoming energies from electricity, earth currents, cell phones, anything that is harmful to the human energy system was transformed to a level that was no longer weakening these employees.
And the way they measured that is how?
By the absenteeism rates. And that drops.
Absenteeism.
Yes.
Okay.
And that dropped right from the start of this study, and it took the study took 3.5 years altogether.
Mm.
Right from the start, it dropped with over 30%, which is quite amazing.
And how many people were in the study?
300 in the experiment group.
300.
And 300, approximately 300. In the control group. So the numbers, the data was compared with the control group and with the experiment group's own past, own history.
Yes. And you had a good strong baseline. How long had the baseline been developed of the absenteeism? In other words, how did you know what the absenteeism rate was before you did the experiment?
There was a constant number over 5 years.
Over 5 years, okay, that's what I wanted, yeah.
And, you know, there's one funny story about this this study, because right in the first year, there was a renovation in one of the departments, and the constructors found a few of those packages.
The contractors, right?
Contractors. They found some packages on the ceiling, and they didn't know what it was, so they threw them away. The one person that was involved in this study that worked there saw the numbers go back to their normal rates again.
Their former rates.
Their former rates. Yes. Former, so it raised up to 30%.
Again.
And so he called us and said, well, something's happening on that specific department and it doesn't fit in the picture that I'm getting here. So we came over and checked the locations, replaced the packages, and then in the months after...
But the point is that you saw that they were missing.
Yes.
You saw that those packages were missing in those strategic locations.
Yes.
And then you replaced them.
We replaced them.
And
the numbers dropped down again. So...
it's phenomenal.
Yes. And it was especially...
30% is no small number.
No. And there was an analysis done on the data.
Analysis, yeah.
Analysis over... Mm-hmm. Or by an independent research company. And they rated this research with 97% accuracy.
Mm.
And that's pretty high for a scientific research.
Definitely. these benefits are exceptional. Mm-hmm. They're really exceptional.
Yeah, they are.
And you were saying that these bags, this particular salt product, does not have to be replaced once it's there.
It's there forever, yes. That's because it works on transformation. It doesn't absorb anything. It doesn't get filled up. It doesn't
get
saturated.
How would you describe when you say transform?
Transform, something transforms when the quality of it changes to a level that, in this case, is in tune with your own energy system, right? So that's actually what it does. We don't, it doesn't shield off for radiation or whatever. The radiation is still there,
right.
But it changes the quality of it.
Right, I see. So it's having a neutralizing effect,
right,
in a certain way.
It neutralizes it by transforming it. Yeah. It transform. It changes the quality,
yes,
of the radiation, and
surely,
by doing so, it can interact with the human body.
It's
without
no longer dangerous, basically.
Yes.
That's fabulous. That's we need this. There are a number of things in the world these days that make these claims, but I don't know of any really that have such studies to actually verify the claim. So that's unique among this field of products.
Yeah,
I would say
correct.
So.
Yeah, it's a pretty unique concept.
Yeah.
So.
Now, how about for the body, like with the pendants, for instance?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of results have you seen, have been reported about those?
We have done a number of researches and tests, like living blood analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Many studies based on bioresonance.
What do you see in the live blood analysis?
What you see there is that especially the white blood cells become very inactive when the body is exposed to radiation. They become like round shape and inactive. When the test person, when the space where the test person is located is neutralized, or he wears like a ozolite, then you see on the screen how the white blood cells become active again and start doing what they have to do, you know, clean the red blood cells and stuff like that.
Oh, I see.
So
Now how long do they have to be wearing it, or is it instant upon putting it on?
That works practically instant. Yeah. Yes, because it works on an energy on an energy level. You know, normally the body needs time to change, but your energy body will react instantly,
yeah,
to a change.
Yeah. That's amazing. And what you said, bio. So do you have people that, let's say, have been depressed or physically ill,
mm-hmm,
and started to wear these pendants and their luck has changed?
Yes, definitely. There's, you know, over the years there have been many people, especially those people that have a higher sensibility for energies. highly sensitive persons.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's a term for that.
Mm-hmm.
And they suffer from, you know, all sorts of energies that they run into, you know, at work or at the warehouse.
Right. Sure, sure.
Especially those, that category of people that really benefit from wearing a pendant like this.
Well, what, I'm just wondering, is there like a particular story that of somebody who was wearing either this one or the one that I have in my pocket that was particularly striking to you? That,
oh, there were many. The thing is, it works in relation to the user. It works in tune with yourself as a user. So everybody has a very personal story.
Yeah.
One thing I recall was a story from a lady in Israel that she had a broken leg and that it wouldn't cure. and she was on the list for an operation to get it done. And photos were taken, x-rays, and she asked, she was starting to use a bag of Ozolites on a daily basis for 20 minutes. She held it on her leg. And then after 3 weeks of doing that, she went back to her doctor and asked for another x-ray. And it showed that the bone was cured by itself and there was no reason for an operation anymore.
Wow. And was she wearing a cast? Did she put it on top of the cast or on the leg directly?
It was on the leg. The cast is like the plaster or something.
Yes, exactly.
Right. I'm not sure if that was the case. And I wouldn't have
that mattered. Would be even more impressive. I mean, if she had a broken leg, she had to have had some form of cast to hold for the knitting of the bone to be healed in the right place.
Yeah.
So if it was on top of the cast, which is likely, it means that the power of the salt and the program of the salt, I should say, was able to penetrate through the cast.
Oh, it does. It does. Matter is no obstacle for this energy. It will
matter work. Is no matter.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was an amazing story, I think.
Definitely.
And that's sort of things. What I learned from that experience is that the ozolite actually reinforces the ability of the body to maintain itself and to heal itself.
Yes.
And if there is one thing to say in general on how it works, that's how I should put it.
I see. So it helps maintain, you could say, homeostasis. The general balance and harmony of the body.
Correct. That's what it does.
I see.
And where there is imbalance, it will work on it.
And just does it? Can you hold it in your pocket? I mean, does it have to be physically? I guess it doesn't. Matter is no barrier. Matter is no matter. So you could have it in a pocket. You could have it
anywhere. Yeah. We advise to wear these on your thymus because that is where your that's connected to your immune system.
Surely.
And many people have a weakened immune system.
Yeah, isn't that something? God, who would have thought that wearing salt would have been so potent a healer?
Yes.
Isn't that something? Yeah. Now, there's another feature that I'd like to bring forth before we close here, because we're almost out of time, believe it or not, which is that, salt sometimes drops in an hourglass, and it's dropping quickly, telling the time right now. You had told me that one of the functions of this salt in the programming is to help people prepare their body, mind, fields for moving from the Piscean into the Aquarian age.
Yes.
Could you make a comment about that?
Yes, that this project has one main goal to serve, and that is to help mankind and the Earth to make this transition as smooth as possible. And there's many obstacles that we run into while going from the old energy to the new energy. And we all know that in our personal lives,
surely,
more and more issues pop up, and once you have had one, the other one is there, and that's how we grow. And we grow in a fast pace at this period of time. So it's very helpful if your surroundings, like your living environment, your home, for example, is in an energy that is actually supporting that process instead of creating noise.
Definitely.
And hold you back on that.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, thank you for this contribution, because
you're welcome.
We could all do well with having fewer electromagnetic fields effects on us, and they're only growing in their quantity and type. So you're really
goes rapidly.
Providing a service in that regard, not to mention helping to strengthen the immune system and harmonize the body's energies. So,
yes.
Thank you, and Boss, for the good work that you're doing.
Well, you're welcome. You're very welcome.
Good to have you.
I hope you found that interesting as I did. And thanks so much for joining us. And I look forward to seeing you all next week. Thank you.